Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder of Talking with Heroes, and your host for this program. For those of you listening for the first time, you can find the most current news about our audio and video programs, especially throughout 2016 as we head towards the close of 2016, on our news site, www.thankyouforyourservice.us. And we have all our program information on the left column. And again, for those of you listening, you haven't listened many times, for about 2 years now, I have been in an alliance, a collaboration effort with an alliance of military support groups. Bert Gillette called me a little over 2 years ago and was telling me how these nonprofits, these organizations involved with recreational therapy, were coming together in like a membership type organization. And it's called R4 Alliance, www.r4alliance.org. And since that time, while there was 19 members back then, as of last week when we talked to the chairman of the board, Vietnam veteran William Potter, he said there are 76 members now. And some of these organizations have hundreds of chapters across the country. And they're all involved in one form or another of recreational therapy. And there's university studies in the process right now that will show clearly the benefits, of course, of recreational therapy. But the men and women who have served our country, are serving our country and their families, they know how it's helping them. And it's spreading word of mouth really quick. So I've been honored to interview, I believe it's about 60 of their members so far over this time period. Plus, every once in a while, we're able to get out on the road and go to some of these events. We have a couple more coming up here now in October. We'll talk about before we complete the program, and also another one in November. And but for tonight, we're going to be talking to a young lady who I was in contact with a number of years ago after one of my trips to Iraq and Afghanistan. Kaylin is an Iraq veteran. She was a public affairs officer in Iraq, and she's very active in the nonprofit sector, a lot of activity with different groups helping people with troops and veterans support. And basically, like so many of these programs where we've been listening to these men and women over the last 2 years, she's a vet helping vets. So at any further ado, I'd like to introduce Kaylin Areola. Thank you for your service to our country, Kaylin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. And before we get talking about your another position you've taken on, helping another group as social media director of R4 Alliance, why don't you talk a little bit about your service?
So I mainly was Army Reserve. I was Army Reserve for 10 years. I was never on active component. I was on active duty orders for a while. During my time in the reserve, I was on the civilian side. I had gone to school for journalism, and I ended up working in newspapers for a while. And then going after my Army training, I graduated college in 2004 with my bachelor's in journalism. And I thought that I was going to be, you know, a beat reporter or even a correspondent, like similar to what you were doing overseas. I really thought that's what I was going to do with myself. And then when I had the opportunity to go into the military, I sort of learned, we were trained journalism in public affairs, but they also had an element of public relations in there. And I started really liking doing media relations stuff. So after my training, I ended up moving to San Diego pretty much on a whim, and I was stationed at a reserve unit in Los Angeles, the 302nd Public Affairs Detachment, and that's who I deployed with in 2007-2008. We were assigned to initially a sustainment command, which is kind of like beans and bullets and trucks, and that's what we were reporting on. Our job was basically to get the news out to the general public about all the things that we were doing. And on the other end of it was to get the journalists out to where they wanted to cover stories in the same area that we were operating in. So it was twofold, kind of internal communication to the troops and public, and then also to the media people that were trying to get around. And that was really eye-opening. I really started to love doing media relations even more. And I had actually, overall, I had a great deployment for me. I thought it was fun. And when I came home and went back to my regular corporate communications job, I kind of felt like things were lacking a little bit, and I got the opportunity to go back on as a GS9 public affairs in Los Angeles, so I relocated up there. That job got riffed in the BRAC alignment, which basically they deleted the job out of the system completely, and so one day I didn't have a job. It was a temporary position that was possibly permanent, and then they did totally away with it. And then in order to keep my skill set, the new commander ended up putting me on orders for almost 3 years. And then I, on the side of all that, just because it's something I've always wanted to do, I started doing websites and press releases and business planning for people. And that kind of morphed into Stars and Stripes Marketing. I did marketing under that name for 6 years, and then in January of this year, I rebranded. So now I do marketing consulting for small businesses, many of who are affiliated with the military, but I do handle clients outside of that spectrum now, which before I was primarily military only, and now I have clients from all over the board.
Now, your company is called Kaylin Marie Consulting, is that right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they can find you online with that, obviously.com. And then you have another one, Pinups for Patriots?
Yeah, that one started when I launched Stars and Stripes Marketing. Pinups for Patriots sort of fit with the promotional side of the things I was doing with different events. But it wasn't on purpose. We wanted to send calendars over to the troops or care packages, just whatever we could do to remind them that we were there for them, we cared about them, that we knew they weren't home yet, and we wanted to make sure that they were appreciated. I remember when I was there, I mean, a lot of people, most of my care packages that I got when I was there were from strangers, because family, you know your family loves you and cares about you, but they get busy, and all of a sudden, you know, they feel like you have a whole year over there, so they have time to send you things. And by the end of the year, they might have been like, oh, no, you know, she was only there for a few more months. We better send a package. It kind of happened with my family. They all sent me packages there, but I remember some kids never getting anything. People not having, you know, not getting mail at all while they were overseas. Maybe they didn't have close family or whatever, but it was really kind of, it would bum you out to see people that were sort of depressed or looking like bummed on holidays and people that felt forgotten about. So I just thought, man, in the 40s, people came together as a nation and supported the troops. And they were, I mean, it was obviously a world war, and everyone acknowledged that it was a world war. And we all were kind of in the fight together, from the president down to just everyday families that were collecting items, or women that were filling in for men's jobs while they were away, those kind of things. Like, it was just kind of a team effort. From, no one was left out of it. And now we have such a funny war that's not really a war, that kind of is one, where everybody's sort of supportive, but it's not the same. And I just thought, if people felt like our country could, you know, cared about them, or at least a lot of people do, we can unite and show that it's worthwhile, even if it's just sending letters and cards and snacks. Like, that's worth doing. And so we started Pinups for Patriots, and we thought, we'll take these cute pictures, and we didn't really have a plan. And after about a year, we were just overwhelmed with, I got so much feedback, emails, phone calls, letters, just people from all over the world, actually. People from Europe found us within, like, 3 months. We had people, Japan, Italy, England, Ireland, just troops that were stationed in Germany that were like, how can we do that in Germany while we're stationed here? This is so fun. And so it just kind of became this thing that was bigger than what I thought, and I didn't even know what to expect. I just wanted it to be like a fun thing with my friends from Southern California area. Now we have girls all over the United States, and some that have actually deployed. There are a lot of female veterans and a lot of spouses in our teams. And so we have our leadership summit coming up at the end of September. We're going to be at the Modern Marine Expo, and there'll be about 30,000 Marines. We're going to go out there and meet them, and we're going to do some meet and greets, some photos, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to go out there with Heroes Media Group and then a veteran-owned real estate company out there called Reality Realty. And so we all kind of got together. They're sponsoring us, and we're going to go and show our support for the troops that are at the Modern Marine Expo.
Wow. I know from talking to you every once in a while on the phone, I know you're really busy, but you're also a single mom, right? Talk about that with your deployment and since.
Well, when I deployed, I wasn't married yet. And so I was engaged. And when I came back, we got married. We did a destination wedding in Antigua. We came back and we had Kaya pretty right away. It was semi-planned. But she, you know, we were happy. We were so excited about it. And the years kind of went by. I became a commander of a unit in Denver. We were there for about a year, then came back to California, went back to a brand new public affairs operations center that is now in Los Angeles. And I was one of the team leaders there. And so just things kind of morphed, and then, you know, life kind of happened and my business grew and the stress grew, and a couple car accident and a little bit of a marriage problems kind of came to a head, I would say around early 2013. So my daughter is now 100% full-time with me. We got divorced and we're still super good friends, and we have a great parent relationship with our daughter, but it made it really hard. I actually had to leave the Army Reserve because there was no way that I was going to be able to keep serving. I always thought I was going to retire in the Army Reserve. I loved my job. I loved the deployments, but she came first, and I realized that it just, you know, even with my business, I've taken her to so many meetings and events. Like, she knows how to ring people up on an iPad if they want to buy something. So she's only six. She's awesome. It's hard. I had to make some really hard choices, and I know a lot of single moms who are still in the service. They have family out here that are helpful with caretaking and stuff. I just didn't have a solid family care plan, really. And so now it's me and her and Pinups for Patriots and my consulting stuff, and we're making it work.
Yep. Now, I know that over the years that we've been talking now, you're involved in helping other female veterans and military, and also as far as businesses, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of calls with veterans and military spouses, just where they can call me and do a free 30-minute, like, pick my brain or get feedback. Many have become clients, which is really fun. I love to have military clients and people in the patriotic military first responder community. There's a lot of people that I've been able to see from like 2010 to now really flourish or even like pivot in a whole different direction, because halfway through the business they thought they launched, they found this other part of themselves or this other avenue that they're even more excited about than what they thought they were going to be doing. And so I've enjoyed just the community that I've been able to be a part of. Nationally, veterans and military families. I mean, there's so many incredible spouse bloggers now that are, you know, helping major brands get their name out there. There's great PR companies that are military focused. I mean, it's just the whole military marketing, quote unquote, space has been really fun place to work in, because it's always been there, but I think the recent Iraq-Afghanistan conflicts have really kind of shown a massive gap between the public's perception of military and what it really is like. And the needs of the military kind of not being met by the public or private sectors, and military people kind of coming together to find solutions to that stuff, whether it's a nonprofit or a for-profit. I mean, Street Shares alone is an amazing story of, you know, funding military businesses now and run by a military veteran. I mean, it's just incredible to see within the last 5 to 7 years just the growth and the different things popping up everywhere. I love it.
Yeah, Mark Rockefeller, the leading that one. Okay, so now, some time back, I mean, after I heard, I talked to Bert, and I agreed to collaborate and do programs for them, which I've been doing. Sometime after, I don't know how long, but I talked with you, and I remember mentioning R4 Alliance to you, and you've since talked to them, and now you are their social media director. Talk about the R4 Alliance from your perspective as a veteran, public affairs, and what you do.
Honestly, I see so much. I see a lot of different people trying to bring everything together under one umbrella. And I just, after I kind of saw what they were doing and I saw how they were doing it, and they were really concerned about not the quantity of programming that they could bring together under an alliance, but really the quality of people and the ability for that organization to deliver on their promises, those kind of things really made me kind of feel like they stood out from other places that were just trying to build a mass directory of resources all in one place. I feel like they take the time to really get to know these organizations. And I remember when you and I first talked and you're like, you know, there's an application process and I don't know if they're going to, you know, because we talked about Pinups for Patriots, we weren't really eligible at that time to be part of the alliance because we weren't a nonprofit. So I just remember seeing even just the questionnaire. They're just really thorough. And now it's even more fun because I get to see, I've been able to dive in even deeper on every single one of their partners. And it's really incredible. I'm blown away by how much each individual, even the smaller kind of, I guess, grassroots nonprofits, how much they impact the local community and even people from around the whole country. I've been reading about a lot of the partnerships they've been establishing and a lot of the events they have and the number of people, the types of services. I mean, I thought they have skiing for people that lost a limb. They have custom, like even just the equipment they can get that can help people just go out and have fun and heal and relax. I think it's incredible what they're doing.
And they're also attracting some foundations, very large corporations like Starbucks.
Yeah.
I have, I think, another big national company. Once we can post this, everybody will recognize the name, one of their executives, possibly on next Thursday. But, yeah, they're really getting out there, a lot of hard work, right?
Oh, yeah, and they have, I mean, everyone is just so dedicated to the people they're serving. I don't know, recently if you've seen, they relaunched their website, kind of a soft launch. They redesigned a lot of the sections, and one of the coolest things that they've added onto here is a research library. So anyone that's kind of working with the military community in different categories, it's really cool. You can come in here and you can search the entire research library by category. You can even have things submitted to them to add to it, or it's all free. You can come in and read articles. For example, there's an article about the need for collaborative research efforts and why that's a big deal. Post-traumatic growth and reduced PTSD for veterans through recreation. There's articles on that, research articles about PTSD, TBI, just so much great content. And it's pretty cool. They've captured it all, organized it, and put it out there for total free. Anybody can come in and download anything they want from here.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad you're all working together. I mean, this is what I've seen for 2 years. People from all around the country are getting involved with this at various levels. And really what it's all about is collaborating, right?
Yeah, I mean, everybody wants to do such great things for this community of people. And really, I think a lot of times veterans don't feel like they're supported. They don't know. They automatically go to the VA because that's what they're told to do. And the VA has, every organization has good things that they're doing with the troops. But I can't wait to see where our 4 Alliance becomes just as much of a go-to as the VA is, because they just have so much free stuff. Even the Psych Armor Partnership, have you seen that?
Just recently, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean,
why don't
that's
you,
another
why don't you talk
one.
About that?
So Psych Armor, if people listening have never heard of Psych Armor, they actually provide free training, and everyone assumes, even I did, that it's training for the veterans, but it's actually training for caregivers and community organizations and companies that work with the veteran population. So it's actually attacking the gap from another perspective. And so they have created a partnership with R4 Alliance to allow the members to create their own Psych Armor accounts. It's all free. They can tap into a ton of different training programs on there. And they can even kind of offer it internally to their organizations. So basically, through one handshake, 75 nonprofits now can hop on here and get access to this stuff that it's just, it's amazing content. I mean, I went down there and actually visited Psych Armor. They are like less than 5 miles from my house, and I met with their team.
Wow.
And I got to meet, they build all the coursework in-house. They have a whole team there constantly improving the courses and keeping their eye on the pulse of the community, making sure that they update the materials. It's pretty amazing. I had a good time. They're really great people. Just like R4, I mean, they all just give you that sense of family, community, and that we're all in this together, and how can we pool resources. It's really good.
Yep, and I get to finally meet you in person now in late October. We're going to be at the R4 Alliance National Conference. So
I am excited.
Get to show everybody what you look like, because we're going to be doing video episodes with a lot of the people there, kind of like a little bit of what we did last year at the conference. But I think there's going to be a lot more people there this year.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a really great time, especially the members getting to interact with each other that come from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Yep.
I'm excited.
Yeah, last
year
most of them were veterans, military families, caregivers, leaders of these nonprofits. I mean, yeah, it's going to be great. Definitely. So now their website, folks, if you're wanting to know more about it, is www.r4alliance.org. And if you want to know more about what Kaylin's doing with her company, it's www.kaylinmarieconsulting.com. Now, you're also on social media, right?
Yep, and so is R4. R4, we just launched their brand new Instagram and all of their channels. They are / R4 Alliance. So you can find them on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And my channels are the ones that I kind of stick to are Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and a little bit of Instagram. I tend to use Instagram for personal stuff, but I mix business stuff in there too. So I'm on all that under the Kaylin Marie. So a / thekalenmarie.
Great. And I guess one of these days I'll have to consider Instagram. There's so many social media sites now, you know, it can really keep you busy.
Yes.
So I'm just really glad what you're doing. I really am, and I'm glad that we're going to get to meet. We can do some more collaborating out there with other people and do video programs, and it's going to be fun.
I am excited, too. It's going to be super. I'm just feeling lucky that I get to be part of this whole journey, because I think R4 is going to really become even quadruply, I feel like every year they're just going to have exponential growth with the number of really great organizations they're going to bring on board. And it's going to be super exciting to see them grow and see all the different stories, testimonials that come out of it. That's what I'm just, it's all around just good. I just love working with them a lot.
Yeah, and when the research studies come out from the university, or actually there may be another university now, but when they come out documenting on, you know, a study, I think it's already starting to spread the military family community, veterans, active duty military, and it's going to really start spreading then.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, well, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I appreciate you having me on the show, and I appreciate everything. I mean, you've been doing so many great shows for R4 and highlighting everything they've been doing for a long time. I look forward to meeting everybody in October. And, yeah, anytime that you want to highlight R4, we would be happy to be on, because just so much they have going on to highlight. There's, like, never-ending list of cool stuff.
Well, if there's a week that we're not doing an audio program, it's because we have videos to tell people about. So
perfect.
Every week. R4
yep.
Alliance. Okay. Well, before we go off the air, you know, I always like to do this. If you want to start, give a shout out to our troops. I mean, we have so many troops right now in other areas around the world, and many of them could be in harm's way.
Yeah, I just want to thank you all to the service members that are listening or even have downloaded this after the live show records and they're listening to it just on a podcast. Just thank you for all that you're doing. Just remember that you are not out there in a vacuum. There are thousands and thousands and millions of people out here that think about you every day, and we cannot wait for you to get home. And we just, there's nothing that anyone can do to pay you back for the time and dedication and sacrifice that you make. And so just keep your head up, count those days down on that calendar, and stay safe until you can get home. And just thank you for your service.
Great. Well, thank you, Karen, as always. And again, I'm looking forward to meeting you at the R4 Alliance Conference in October. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, folks, you've been listening again on Talking with Heroes talk show. Kaylin Ariola, she's an Iraq veteran, public affairs officer, and been just for years and years now working and helping other troops, women veterans, other veterans, and now social media director at www.4alliance.org. And everybody, you'll be hearing more, actually seeing her at the same time at the R4 Alliance Conference. And if you want to know about these programs that we've been doing, audio and video programs, go to our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us. All the program announcements are in the left column. And just recently I put an article together that lists all the shows we've been doing in 2016. It has a link for more information, and it has a direct link to listen, or on the videos, a direct link to watch. And that's on, actually, right now, it's the top story there in the left column, thankyouforyourservice.us. And we'll continue adding to that article as we do more programs for 2016. So I want to thank you all for listening. When you see our posts on social media, please share them. On Twitter, please tweet them. Word of mouth is how it's growing. I just checked our YouTube page today, and we've now hit 377,753 that have watched one or more of our videos there. Hundreds of them are from my 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan, showing what they were doing as they were doing it, inside the wire, outside the wire, helping the local people, involved in all kinds of reconstruction projects, and it's all there. And I've noticed a big increase on a monthly basis. We were kind of hanging around 2,000 a month for quite a while, and we're on pace right now for 3,000 this month. And it's just word of mouth, you know. I mean, it's, people see something they like or hear something they like, they can think of people they'd like to share it with. So we'd appreciate if you could do that. To all of our men and women, I want to also give a shout-out to you. To our veterans and your families, thank you for your service. To all of our active duty military around the world and your families, thank you for your service. And for those of you who may be in an area where you could be in harm's way, we look forward to you coming back soon. Thank you to your families, of course. And be safe. Stay alert. God bless you. We look forward to you coming home soon. God bless America.